This recording, Bangladesh 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Hi. I will share with you a hobby of mine, and it is gardening. Long ago, when I was very young, my father used to have a garden. That garden had a combination of small plants and big trees. Among the plants, we had a lot of roses. I still remember there was a big guava tree. We could even climb. However, with the passage of time, that garden became smaller in shape, and none of the family members concentrated in it because of the lack of time. But I did not stop one thing, that is giving a little care to the left out plants and pots from the old garden. By that time I was already a university student when I used to water the pots in the morning and sometimes painted the pots as well. Then a big break came in my gardening activities. I migrated to Australia and started a new life, but I did not have time for gardening. It's only 2019 when I started gardening again, but now it's a bit different. I have added some gardening beds in the garden to grow vegetables. I still have some native Australian plants and flower trees. Anyway, as vegetables are seasonal, it is quite a new experience for me. Last season, I have been successful growing tomato, potato, cauliflower, cabbage, and some herbs. This season, I am trying to grow similar, but interestingly, I find myself more confident than last year. I believe it's coming from the experience and outcome of last year. In addition, I will give credit to a Facebook gardening page that helped me a lot by providing information. To get information is simple. When you have a question, just post it in that page. There are thousands of members who see your question. Among them, some helpful people will reply you straight away. I think that is a lot of talk on my garden. Happy gardening.
আমি একজন প্রকৌশলী এবং আমি বাংলাদেশ থেকে এসেছি।
বর্তমানে আমি অস্ট্রেলিয়াতে থাকি। আমার পরিবারে আমার স্ত্রী এবং আমার একটা মেয়ে আছে।